Talkeetna is currently struggling with a growing debt from its water and sewer system. It's one example of a problem that is rapidly spreading through the state, where small communities can't pay the operating and maintenance costs of systems put in place more than 20 years ago with federal funds. KTNA's Philip Manning has the story.
With the debt for the water and sewer system growing each year, many options are being weighed on how to stop the financial leaking. In the short term, Mat-Su Borough Assemblymember Vern Halter proposed an appropriation in the 2014 budget that will send $75,000 to the sewer and water system, which should alleviate operational shortfall. That's not the long-term solution, however, because the per capita cost of running the system year to year is simply unsustainable, says Advisory Board Chair Jane Steer.
The basic operating cost, not separating high users, low users, it's like $1,600 a year per customer. And that's just the bare minimum operating, you know, no repairs, no problems, no loan repayment.
Those loans, both from the borough and other entities, total over $600,000. With fewer than 200 ratepayers, the cost of operating the system while recovering from debt would be financially crippling to the small businesses that would likely be asked to pay the largest share, according to board member Karen Schapansky. The recent focus of the board has been to try to find ways to get funding from outside sources. Tammy Helms is with the Rural Utility Business Advisor Program, or RUBA, and she says that, across the state, more systems are currently subsidized than not. Her office, which is part of the Department of Commerce, specializes in helping small communities with financial water and sewer issues, but Helms says that, in Talkeetna's case, the current administrative structure is an obstacle.
We serve communities that have a population of 1,500 or less and manage their own utility. Talkeetna kind of falls in the gap with that because the borough actually manages your utility.
Robert Gerlach, a member of the Talkeetna Community Council, says that mismanagement has left the community with a system that it cannot possibly support on its own, even through incorporation.
And there's just no way that we could come up with that kind of money. We have actually no interest in relieving the borough. You know, a lot of us have been in here a long time, feel like the borough kind of shoved it down our throats, and then the borough doesn't seem to want to manage it. It doesn't want to do anything. We don't know where we could come up with the base. And if we try to incorporate, you know, in order to get some kind of tax base, I mean, last time it was voted down like by over 2/3.
Helm says that there are other options short of incorporation that could bring relief.
There might be some revenue sources that are available to you when your numbers go down as far as who you're serving, because there are more grants and whatnot out there for smaller communities. And so trying to work with the borough to not take on the debt, but basically become a contractor, then you're having a little bit more control.
According to Helms, Talkeetna is far from alone in its financial issues with sewer and water. In answer to Robert Gerlach's estimate that the system sees nearly 5 times more use in the summer than the winter, Helms brought up McGrath, Seldovia, and Kodiak as other examples of communities where the consumption and cost often spikes due to an influx of outside visitors. Currently, the Sewer and Water Advisory Board is reviewing the draft of a borough plan to use a $100,000 grant from the state to assess the current physical and financial state of Talkeetna's plumbing. The board is of the opinion that they will find that there simply isn't enough money in Talkeetna to foot the bill, and that financial relief will be necessary. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.